Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
So the entire situation with Drake has continued to get much worse, as he continues to leak songs, dry snitch on his former friends, and now continue with his lawsuit filing against UMG for the song Not Like Us. When Drake put out the Fighting Irish Freestyle leak, it was clear that it was a direct shot at LeBron James, as LeBron has very publicly sided with Kendrick.
They're good.
Showing up at his pop-out event. In fact, he has been seen dancing to Not Like Us on multiple occasions. And at his birthday party recently, he even requested the song Man at the Garden from GNX be played as he rapped every word.
The world fell in love with the gimmicks, even my brothers got tickets. Seemed like they loved every minute. Just know this shit is personal to us and it wasn't just business. Talking about we family while I'm not the cousin to visit. God forbid we ever got to tarnish your public image.
Remember, Drake loves LeBron. His first radio single was about LeBron. Hell, he even has the man tattooed on his body.
Drake takes you and like, am I letting you down?
Yeah, what did I tell you?
What did you say to him?
You said that. I can never let you down.
So this has all stung him really bad, and at the end of the day, I do think that he does have grounds to be upset. But then ironically, or not so ironically, depending on how much of a conspiracy theorist you are, alleged text leaked from Drake.
Mean Universal was like if Nike was funding a campaign about LeBron cheating on his wife. Not Adidas, a Reebok, Nike, the company he'd been with since he started.
These texts stem from a situation with a clothing designer named Chris Griffith, who has worked with Drake's brand OVO in the past. He alleges that he had an interaction with NFL receiver Stephon Diggs, who he says tried to make a pass at him. But when he denied him, he claims that Stephon got spooked and sent his brother and his friends to whoop his ass in this elevator. Eventually, Chris would escape, and now it seems that Drake has some sort of information that could help him build a case. But Drake doesn't want to get involved, and that's where these texts allegedly originated. Now, when the text leaked, Drake turned to his lapdog DJ Academics to defuse the bomb. This a fake DM. Drake called Buddy a rat. He got mad and made up some fake DM to try and make the blogs and me go viral. End of story. Source, the boy.
Good luck on the mission, bye.
And then Chris would in turn post a video screen recording as his proof that the direct messages were real. And if we are running with the idea that these texts are legit, it only further proves that Drake is capable of lying to Academics, damaging his reputation as a journalist for his own personal narrative to be pushed. After this, Academics would essentially crash out and give his advice for LeBron while also trying to expose him.
Maybe Drake will keep teasing it. Let me just tell you what I've heard. Yo, LeBron, you and Drake used to go on two mans, okay? You've been cheating on your goddamn wife. Drake used to facilitate the host. And basically, you can't dance to a song about him being a p-. He used to supply you with the bitches. I'm sorry, my nigga. Yes, if I'm Drake, I snitch on you too.
Yeah, Academics is just begging for black SUVs to show up at his doorstep at this point. Also, what he says there about Drake bringing LeBron girls when he comes to his country sure does sound like a trafficking allegation to me.
Interesting.
Oh, shit, I did show it. Nah, Not Like Us is my number one. I ain't gonna lie to you. It was. Not Like Us, Bent, Euphoria, Family Matters, and Push-Ups. I don't even know how it was number one, but fuck it. It was number one, though, for real.
Regardless, Drake and LeBron continued to have beef.
I want you to know one thing. We're family. You're a brother of mine. You could never, ever let me down. Ever.
Now let's get to the real meat and potatoes of this lawsuit, where Drake had dismissed his own petition against UMG, which had people thinking for about 24 hours.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
That he either lost or got nothing, or that he won and he was going to get everything that he wanted from UMG in the background. But the very next day, it would be known that Drake only withdrew that petition so that he could file a formal lawsuit against UMG. A single lie can destroy a reputation of integrity, and while it takes years to build a reputation, it can be ruined in 5 minutes. Lucian Grange. This is the quote that leads the entire suit. Some of you may remember that Kanye previously referred to Lucian as Drake's rich baby daddy.
Drake has a rich baby daddy named Lucian and Universal.
Wow.
He's like, you know, like, man, my daddy got it. You know what I'm saying? It's like, wow. My daddy controlled the spins. My daddy got the DSPs. My daddy, Drake wow. has a rich baby daddy.
He is actually the chief executive at UMG, and you can argue that he was instrumental in making Drake the monster that he is today. UMG is the world's largest music company, and also the music company that has represented Drake for more than a decade. Yet, on May 4th, 2024, UMG approved, published, and launched a campaign to create a viral hit out of a rap track that falsely accuses Drake of being a PDF and calls for violent retribution against him. Even though UMG enriched itself and its shareholders by exploiting Drake's music for years, and knew that the salacious allegations against Drake were false, UMG chose corporate greed over the safety and well-being of its artist. So basically, Drake is still crying that he lost the rap battle. I also find it hilarious that he calls them promoting his music for a decade, something that made him insanely rich, exploitation. Now that it is convenient for him, that is. And now he's crying out because Not Like Us was a mean song. But Drake insists that this lawsuit is not about the artist who created Not Like Us, aka Kendrick Lamar. It is instead entirely about UMG, the music company that decided to publish, promote, exploit, and monetize allegations that it understood were not only false, but dangerous. UMG has also responded, by the way, where they pretty much cook Drake, telling him that they also published all of his various rap beefs and rap lines about other people over the years. But I guess he didn't have a problem back then. Drake claims here that UMG essentially used Kendrick Lamar to devalue and scathe his public image, so when it came time to renegotiate his contract in this year, they would have all the leverage. Which does not make a lot of sense for them to devalue their biggest artist. It would be like me purposely tanking the biggest stock in my portfolio. It just doesn't make a lot of sense. It is not just fans of rap music who now believes that Drake is a certified PDF. UMG used its promotional resources and exclusive licensing rights to place the recording on numerous national televised events, including but not limited to award shows, national political events, and more. Like, yeah, the song was a number one hit, and the phrase Not Like Us turned into its own movement.
They're not like us.
I'll be feeling it.
They're not like us.
Buster!
I don't know if y'all should be playing that, Kendrick. Y'all want to get a lawsuit up here.
Song's mine.
But I guess he's mad because UMG doubled down on the investment to make more money. Like, isn't that what a business does? Was it wrong when UMG published all the Eminem diss records back in the day? How about the takeover by Jay-Z, or hit him up by Tupac, or let's even go closer to home with Back to Back? Drake even tries to make the angle here that UMG paid influencers to react to the song, which in the world of music reactions on YouTube, literally everyone and their mothers hops on the newest hot song. It happens every time for well over a decade now.
Freaky ass nigga, he a 69 God. Freaky ass nigga, he a 69 God.
And in response to Drake kind of calling out these streamers, there's now been a lot of evidence posted to Twitter to suggest that UMG never hit the various Drake disses with copyright strikes as well.
What's this, you fucking piece of shit? What's this?
So couldn't Kendrick make the exact same argument? That record also calls Kendrick a woman beater, and it says his child is not his, and it's still available on all streaming platforms. So once again, couldn't he make the same argument? Like, imagine if Drake had come out victorious and people were dancing to his song saying Kendrick.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Kendrick Lamar abuses women. Kendrick would look so weak for filing a lawsuit over that. I guess I just feel like at the end of the day, they both engaged in this battle, and now this dude is just being a sore loser. Predictably, millions of people who listened to the recording, or saw the image and video, believed the defamatory material to be true. UMG had previously published Lamar's song Euphoria, which was also widely understood to be targeted at Drake, and which stated, "Don't tell no lie about me, I won't tell no truth about you." As public commentary confirms, the average listener or viewer has understood the defamatory material to reflect the truth rather than art or hyperbole. In the words of one commenter, now everyone believes that Drake loves touching children. So now the man who has spent the greater part of his career subtly bragging about smashing people's wives and having USBs that could end their careers is crying about suggestive lyrics. This is the least hip-hop thing I've ever witnessed.
I study rap battles for a living.
He then goes on about how people tried to dig into his property with their bare hands to get access to his home.
Hey, what the fuck are you doing? What the fuck are you doing?
God damn.
What are you doing?
And now you're fucking business, man.
Why are you reaching under my fence?
And even notes the fact that he had to remove his son from his school due to safety concerns. It also sounds like sometime during the Not Like Us wave, Drake contacted UMG, trying to get the song taken off of streaming platforms altogether.
Purists and people who just love conversation, they love to say, hey man, there's no rules in this shit, but there are fucking rules in this shit.
Of course.
In fact, he tried to get them to do this on multiple occasions, to which they basically just shrugged their shoulders, even saying that they would humiliate Drake if he wanted to take this to court. Drake then lists every single time that he is alluded to a straight up called a PDF in Not Like Us, and continues to insist that he was scared of physical violence resulting from the record. The record also repeatedly suggests that violence should be used against Drake because he is a PDF. Like the sound of someone being beaten up. The record repeats, wop 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 wop, and then Lamar says, well fuck him up. Later the recording threatens that if Drake comes to Oakland where Lamar grew up, which I don't even think he grew up there, he will not make it out alive. And at the end of the recording, the lyrics threateningly repeat, hey, 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 run for your life. Hey, 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 run for your life. God damn, this lawsuit got me singing along. I mean, seriously, I don't think I've ever seen a softer statement from someone who tries to present themselves as a mob boss. I mean, this guy has been literally running around sitting courtside with a guy who threatened Kendrick's life, but...
Me and Drake are gonna link up in a couple days, and we're gonna play Not Like Us video, and we're gonna look at every nigga in the video, and we're gonna do homework. I don't fuck around, play around by Aubrey, that's my bro.
Once again, I guess that just doesn't matter or doesn't make him a hypocrite. But the funniest part in this whole thing has to be when Drake says that the record is anti-Semitic. Furthering the recording's refrain that Drake is not like us, the recording alludes to Drake's Jewish heritage, saying that Drake is not a colleague, but a fucking colonizer. I mean, seriously, no one took that as a diss on Jewish culture. He was just basically calling Drake a Canadian poser who bites sounds and rides waves to stay on top, and that he's really never had no sense of true identity. The allegations against Drake are unequivocally false. Drake has never been charged with, indicted for, or convicted of any charges of violence or assault, including but not limited to sexual violence against a, nor has Drake ever engaged in an inappropriate romantic or behavior with a minor. But what about that one video where he fondled and kissed the girl on stage after she said she was 17? Either way, I don't think that anyone was out here saying that Drake was hitting kids up or anything like, oh. Wait.
We just texted each other the other day and he was like, I miss you so much. I was like, I miss you more. He's coming to Atlanta, so I'm definitely going to go and see him. I'm so excited.
What advice does he give you? Like, what does he say?
About boys. He helps me.
What?
Yeah. He's great. He's wonderful. I love him.
What's his advice with boys?
You know, that stays in the text messages.
Either way, it's a rap battle, dude. Lies are going to be spun and...
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
When you did that Tupac AI, didn't you tell him to come from this angle? Didn't you say the Epstein thing was what you expected? And let's not act like he didn't have his own share of non-substantiated claims. Kendrick never went to jail because he hit his wife. There's no information to suggest that his kid is his biological son of his best friend. Can you imagine if Biggie had gone to court? Your Honor, he did not fuck my baby mama, and I'm not a fat motherfucker. Lock this man up. Drake then cries out because in the wake of him getting his ass kicked around, UMG never checked on him. He also blames UMG for people showing up at his house trying to attack him in the wake of the beef.
Drake's mansion is at the center of a shooting investigation right now. Police in Toronto say one man was shot and is in the hospital. It comes as the rapper has been in the news for a highly contentious, very public, weeks-long feud with another rapper, Kendrick Lamar.
He then cites his issues with the imagery used in the Not Like Us video, like the shipping containers alluding to human trafficking, and the hopscotch alluding to little girls. UMG also knew, or should have known, that by publishing the defamatory material, it was gambling with Drake's safety. Critically, in addition to accusing Drake of being a criminal. Yeah, I guess when Drake called Meek Mill a rat who wears wires, that wasn't putting him in harm's way. Like, wouldn't those things be considered a massive violation in the street culture that Meek is affiliated with? Drake then spends time crying about articles, retweets, and Instagram posts. Basically, he's upset that the label utilized social media to promote the number one song in the world. UMG also granted licenses for the recording to be played at sporting events, award shows, and political rallies. The recording has been played and broadcasted on television coverage for the MLB, NBA, and WNBA. Yeah, just like every other hot hip-hop record that's ever come out. Like, they did this for Drake so many times. I mean, Drake literally rapped back-to-back on TNT with Shaq.
I learned the game from William West, so you can never check me. Back to back for the boys that didn't get the message. Back to back like I'm on the cover of Lethal Weapon. Back to back like I'm Jordan 96-97.
And later made jokes and allusions to the beef when he hosted SNL.
Good job, that's it. I'm doing great, you bitch. Say that again in my face. Now, suck my dick.
Greg, everything okay?
The other thing is, the Dodgers just won the damn World Series. Of course, they're going to play Not Like Us, the LA anthem. But of course, he blames the streams on payola, citing a case that UMG lost 20 years ago. And once again, it was those damn bots.
This is what a streaming farm looks like, aka the black market of the music industry. It's how some musicians and labels distort reality to push their tracks to the top of the charts and earn more money. Streaming farms use bots to artificially play music on platforms like Spotify or Apple Music to drastically inflate the numbers of streams a song gets.
As he cites the infamous DJ Academic stream as evidence of this. He's even mad at Joe Rogan for talking about this record.
It is pointing out the so personal, the things they're saying, because, you know, he's calling him a in the song, literally, because he said you have an illegitimate daughter, you groom women, and then Drake's comeback was, I don't have an 11-year-old daughter, and Brian said, hey, bro, address the other shit.
This guy has YouTube reactors and Twitter memes citing the lawsuit, and it's just crazy how times change once the tables flip. Like back when he was on Meek's ass on stage performing back to back, he had memes antagonizing Meek popping up on screen behind him. In the summer of 2024, users updated the description of Drake's Toronto address in rideshare applications Uber and Lyft. Users have added the address to read, Drizzy Touches Kids, Drizzy's Funtime Chamber, and a minor. So now Drake is seeking this defamation claim, which means this was never really about the music industry and saving the little guy from getting bullied by the machine. It was about him having his feelings hurt and being a very sore loser. And I really do feel like his ultimate goal here is to try and tie this song up in litigation so that it cannot be played at the Super Bowl or that UMG would have fears of that happening. Ultimately, this is one of the most hypocritical things I've ever seen play out, period. And sometimes you just have to know how to hold your L and firmly grasp it, dude. But no, he...
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
He's out here suing people, crying about LeBron, crying about DeRozan, crying about his white party event that he went to and how no one said his name and the energy was different. Like, all this guy had to do was be pretty unbothered, get off Instagram, stop all the little girl antics, disappear for the rest of the year, or just be a little bit more subtle, and then come out in 2025 with some hot records and most of his fans would not care about this anymore. Like, a lot of Drake fans are just very casual rap fans, or they might just like pop music, as a matter of fact. They don't really care about all this rap shit. Instead, he just keeps reigniting the flame, prolonging the situation, and making it 10 times worse. It's like if he got kicked in the balls, and then he keeps going back for more. I just think, above all things, the logic of this lawsuit is deeply flawed, and the evidence he has here is like a bunch of social media posts and Drake fan pages and all kinds of weird shit. So I don't really know who is in Drake's ear telling him to do these things, acting as if it's some sort of good idea, but I doubt we're gonna see music from Drake for a very long time now. We may never see him release music in the same way, and this really might be his attempt to be like, yo, I wanna cash out with this $1 billion settlement or whatever it's gonna be, and then I'm just gonna remove myself from the music industry and maybe like release music independently. But it's like every move since the beef has just screamed, God, I'm so bothered. But y'all, let me know what you guys think about all this down below. I will continue to keep you guys updated on this Drake situation. It's like the gift that just keeps on giving. But I do want to thank you guys for watching today's video, dropping a like and subscribing. But as you guys know, it's been your boy, the Tan Superman, and some other insecure rappers out here need to be covered, so I'm out. Peace.
Back against the wall, I either go all the way filthy or I fall back and I have this sort of chink in my armor for the rest of time.
How crazy is this beef? It never ends.
Well,
this beef is going on forever.
Beef with the wrong.
Yeah, that's the wrong guy.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.